Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. I'd like to welcome all of you back to Ohio Exopolitics. I'm your host, Mark Snyder. We have got a great guest on this evening, and I'm really looking forward to speaking with Gary King. He's got his own radio show, but he also does a lot of radio programs with Dr. Jim Fetzer, who I know you guys have heard on this program many times before. And we have a ton of things to talk about. So I'm just going to go ahead and bring Gary on, and we can get this program started. Gary, how are you this evening?
I'm more than honored to be on your show. I just can't tell you how much it is to be able to speak, to try to bring the truth as best that I can see it to the people that care to listen.
You know, Gary, just before the program, we were having a very interesting conversation, so I kind of like to pick up there. You have actually run for office, correct?
I did run for Congress of the United States in District 1 against Stephen Scalise. I did very, very well. It was a shoestring budget. It all started with Ron Paul. I was all in for Ron Paul. I became a national delegate, which it's what you have to do to become a delegate. First of all, you have to pay $200 to the Republican Party, and then you get on the ballot. Now, that's the easy part. Then you have to actually win. So I got more votes than anyone else. So the next thing you know, I was a delegate. All right. So then I was elected as a state delegate at the convention, which is another story. And then I was also elected to be a national delegate. However, I was disenfranchised from being a delegate after all I had gone through and being elected by the citizens of New Orleans because I would not vote for Mitt Romney. I was a hardcore Ron Paul, and I was not going to change my tune, and they told me to go home. Well, actually, they did seat me at the convention. However, I was in the nosebleed section while Stephen Scalise took my seat. So it's been a rough road there going down the traditional path as I was really all in. I was a Republican. I campaigned as a Republican. I did everything that the good doctor said, and ended up in the nosebleed section. You always want to be seated at the convention, but I was not seated. I could have been seated, but I went home. So there's my story about that.
So in other words, it doesn't really matter, Democrat or Republican, I guess. If you don't kind of play the game exactly the way they want, they kind of run over you. I mean, why would they require that you vote for a particular person?
Yeah. Well, I've even come to a conclusion after all this that I tried my very best to run for Congress and do the traditional change at the local level and move up. But I'm here to tell you that there will be no change through the Republican or Democratic Party. It almost has to be spiritual at this point, because one thing after all this time, if going down the rabbit hole, is I guess a new term that we could coin would be Israel firsters. All right. So looking into our government, you actually can find that most, if they're not already dual citizens of our country, they have pledged allegiance to Israel alone, and that's where our problem lies. And I believe it's more spiritual than anything else.
Mm-hmm. So are you saying our politicians have basically pledged allegiance to Israel?
Well, if they're not already a dual citizen, okay? So if you're from California, every senator from California, at least a few years back, I haven't checked, were dual citizens, like Dianne Feinstein, Barbara Boxer, Waxman, all of these are Israeli American citizens. And I will tell you that every Pentagon position is held by an Israeli, either as mostly on dual citizens. In fact, I can pull that up right quick if you find that interesting. If you just give me 1 second. I'll
sure.
blow your mind with how many people there are dual citizens. Hold on. Just give me 1 second here.
You know, it does seem like to me that our government is serving, I should say our politicians are serving some kind of foreign entity, whether it's Saudi Arabia or Israel. I'm not sure who it is.
It's Israel.
It's Israel.
It's as simple as that.
So even Hillary and Barack Obama, you think, are serving Israel?
Well, absolutely. Let me just start here with a couple of people that you probably heard of. Now, once we start, I'll just let you know. We'll talk more of the position, but some of these names. All right, Michael Chertoff, who led the Katrina disaster down here, is an Israeli-American citizen. All right, so we're talking at one time, he's the head of FEMA now, if I'm not mistaken, or some the Department of Homeland Security is high level. Right now, we have Richard Perle. How many times have you heard Richard Perle? Chairman of the Pentagon Defense Policy Board. He is what you would call a dual citizen. He has dual citizenship in two countries. All right, now, if you're talking about the Deputy of Defense Secretary, well, Paul Wolfowitz heads that, and he's a dual citizen. Okay?
He's a dual citizen, too?
Absolutely. We've got – now, some of these aren't in office, but let me just go ahead and name a couple of positions instead of their names. The defense – the policy advisor to the Pentagon is a dual citizen. All right. Larry Franklin, Defense Intelligence Agency analyst for expertise on Iranian policy, is a dual citizen. All right, now, Henry Kissinger, how many times? I mean, we grew up with that name. Well,
sure.
He's a dual citizen as well. Okay, so here's a little fun thing that you can do. If you go to Google Images and you put in JFK and Henry Kissinger, you will not find a picture. You can try as hard as you want, but you will not find one. But if you put every single president since then, and I'm telling you there are no exceptions, there is a picture with every single one, Richard Nixon all the way to Barack Obama. And so there you go. So that's the problem. See, a lot of people don't realize this, that in 1963, when John F. Kennedy was killed, a letter that not many people know about was a letter from John Kennedy to the Prime Minister of Israel telling Mr. Ben-Gurion that there will be six-month inspections at the Dimona facility, and we will be making sure that your nuclear policies are peaceful ones, basically a carbon copy of what Israel tells Iran now. He was telling them. So in 1963, Israel did not have nuclear weapons. And John Kennedy had already informed them that there will be inspections, and they weren't going to be getting them. And that is the reason that your good president was taken out, because as soon as that happened, all foreign policy turned 180 degrees, and it was all Israel from then on. In fact, the USS Liberty, when Israel bombed the ship for an entire day, was Israel bombing our own country. You see, so it's not happy news, but and I didn't even get started on the dual citizens. If you want to keep going, it's a very long, Richard Haass is a dual citizen. All right, the head of the Council on Foreign Relations. James Schlesinger, Pentagon advisor. John Bolton, he's on Fox News every night. He's a dual citizen. Former UN advisor. So we could go on and on about that, but I'm sure we can talk about other things. But therein lies your problem.
So you don't think Lyndon Johnson and the oil people had Kennedy killed?
I'll tell you that Lyndon Johnson was involved. However, Lyndon Johnson was one man in deep, deep trouble. He had one foot in jail, and he had one foot in the presidential office, and he knew about it. But this was gone far beyond Lyndon Johnson. We're talking about the Prime Minister of Israel resigning and stating publicly that John Kennedy is a threat to the state of Israel.
Wow. That's a whole new angle. I'd never heard that before.
I will say that Dr. Fess and I have done a JFK show for 3 years every single week. And if anyone would like to see them, then you go. My name is Gary King, and it's Gary King YouTube channel. And we have a show every week. And we also have every Jim Fetcher show that he does. There's probably about three of them every week. So if you want to check them there. And then I'd also like to say this. On my YouTube channel, everyone who's listening to the show tonight, if you'll give me 24 to 48 hours, you'll be able to listen to this show, and I'll have pictures for every single thing that we talk about, including the USS Liberty. I'll have the letter to Josephine Gorion up there for you to read yourself. You know, so I plan on making this interview a very, very, very good documentary with pictures. Lots and lots of pictures.
So is your URL www.youtube.com/user/SirGaryKing, something like that?
Something like that. I just know when I type it in, I type in Gary King YouTube channel. Gary King YouTube channel, and it should come right up. And this show will be on that one as well. So looking forward to doing that. So dual citizenship. And if you remember, wasn't Cynthia McKinney?
Yeah.
You remember her? She refused to sign the allegiance to Israel, to where any new legislation that would come up would have to be taken Israel under consideration first. And she refused to sign it. And you saw what happened to her. They voted her right out. And see, when you have unlimited money, when you can just print it from a printing press, then it's not hard to run somebody off. And in fact, I did my best to go through the Republican Party, and they told me to hit the road.
Well, it sounds like we would have to spend the whole show on this to even scratch the surface. So we'll just leave that one sit for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
That's very interesting.
We can get a little more current if you like.
I know you said there's a lot going on in Louisiana right now that you wanted to talk about.
Oh, my goodness. I believe the devil has come to Louisiana the last month before the last time that we spoke. Number one, I've looked into weather. In fact, I've had a chemtrail weather report every show that I've had for the last 8 years. I have her name is Raphael O'Neill, and she reports on chemtrails, weather modification, and see, a lot of times people want to use the word conspiracy theory with weather modification, but most of this stuff is not even argued, and it's out in the open. Now, if you would like to make it rain on your farm, then that is literally in the yellow pages. If you go to weathermodification.com right now, you can see where you can order rain. Now, it's also just as proven to be a technology that we have is to make it stop raining. All right, so my big question is, while Louisiana is underwater in places that have never flooded, we're talking about since the dawn of time, are now underwater. They're having to move out. They're given these vouchers where they can move to other places and stay there and get all kind of goodies. But if you come back home, no goodies at all. So we've gone through this with Katrina as well. So I'm very, very disturbed about what's going on. And I'm telling you, if this hurricane out in the Gulf right now goes straight to Louisiana, then that's going to be it. I'm going to call every single person in these flood areas and make sure that they demand why this technology is not being used to stop the rain. In fact, believe it or not, when China held the Olympic Games, on the front page of their paper, it said that they guaranteed it would not rain because they had the technology to stop it from raining. And guess what? It did not rain on the Chinese Olympic Games. So
I mean, this is kind of blowing my mind a little bit here, because I put in the chat room www.weathermodification.com. I'm looking at this page right now. And what blows me away about this is, if this is true, there's a company here that says, hey, we can seed the clouds and we can make it rain. Gary, I don't know if you followed the fires that are going on in California and all over the West. I mean, there are like 20, 15, something like that, wildfires going on right now.
Absolutely. No reason whatsoever to not use the technology. Now, this is Ben Livingston, was the first person to use weather as a weapon. It was in Vietnam, called Project Popeye. In his own words, he said he saw a tiny little cloud off into the distance, went over there, and from what I understand, it's about a Ziploc bag full of stuff that's necessary to make it happen. And
what?
He seeded the cloud, and the Ho Chi Minh Trail was flooded with 14 inches of water the next day. And see, that's not even argued. That's not conspiracy theory. That's documented. That's unclassified now. It's been so long ago. So the idea to make it rain is in the Yellow Pages. And so why they don't use this is beyond, well, I go beyond just it saying it's beyond me. All right? Now, being from New Orleans, I'm going to tell you what happened. All right? I live in a place called Lakeview, the most affluent area. But before Katrina, all of the people were in their 70s or even 80s, because they had built in the 40s and 50s. It was the place to be. They were all doctors and lawyers, and they came in and they did their time. They paid their mortgages, and all of the mortgages were paid for. In other words, the most affluent area at one time was suddenly not bringing any tax. All right? And no new building and things like that. Now, on the other part of town, which was called the Ninth Ward, where the mostly where black people live out there, now those houses had been paid for at least 100 years. They didn't even have the deed, didn't know who owned anything. All right, so now, if you look in Lakeview, now, if during Katrina, if you really followed it closely, Katrina did not hit New Orleans. It took a right turn and missed the city. But many witnesses, and I've really looked into this, and I know what I'm talking about when I say that, witnessed that they blew the levees in three separate areas and flooded New Orleans. All right? So I hate to say it, but New Orleans is probably one of the most vibrant, bustling, economically developing cities in the world. But I don't like the way they brought it about by blowing the levees. Now, instead of being 60 to 70 in Lakeview now, the average age is 28 to 32, average of 2.8, maybe 3 kids, full mortgage, full. And I'm telling you now, you cannot live in – see, they used to call New Orleans the Big Easy, and it was for a reason, because rent was low. You know, it was easy to live here, lots of jobs. And now – you can't. It's more like New York, where you got to have big bucks if you plan on living in New Orleans now. So it's been revitalized through weather modification, let's say. So that's the story on that. I could go on and on about Katrina, because my house had 14 feet of water, and it stayed like that for 2 weeks. Yeah. Now, you said you're a musician. I'd like everyone to know that what I do for a living, I actually have a guitar school, and I teach music every single day and have for 19 years. And if you can imagine, these beautiful guitars, Martins, Les Pauls, Strats, drums, guitars, all underwater. Yep.
My God. That's terrible.
So that was
now. You kind of left me back at weathermodification.com. I gotta admit something because, you know, and I noticed this about Dr. Fetzer too. You guys drop these bombs, and then you move right on. I mean, I'll tell you what. Let me digress a little bit and take us back to weathermodification.com, because.
Yes, sir.
If they can make it rain, see, I've been following these fires, and let me give you a little information, because I think people aren't aware of this the way they should be. In 2013, August 17th, we had the Rim Fire in Northern California. It burned 402 square miles. It almost destroyed the Yosemite National Sequoia trees. On August 8th, 2013, we had the Pony Complex fire in Idaho. It burned about 150,000 acres. We had the Funny River fire in Alaska, May 19th, 2014, which burned 193,000 acres. That's 302 square miles. We had the Carlton Complex fire in Washington State, which burned 390 square miles, 256,000 acres. Some of the recent fires this year, which are kind of most of them that are in California, and there's over a dozen of them raging right now. One of those fires was July 10th, 2016, the Cold Springs fire. But in Canada, they had a fire that is the biggest fire I've ever heard of. It's called the Horse River Fire. And started on May 1st, 2016, and it burned 1,500,000 acres. Now, Gary, if what you're saying is true, this is beyond belief that they're allowing.
Yeah, it sounds like they need to call Ben Livingston to me. If there's a cloud in the distance, I mean, he flooded the whole place out. Now, this is not debated. This is. I just want to say it again. This is history that is not argued by anyone. Project Popeye is the name of the program, and it was the very first time weather was used as a weapon by the United States military, and it was successful. The Ho Chi Minh Trail was 14 inches of water, was nothing but muck, and it's a little difficult to get your supplies across it. So actually it worked. And
So what's going on is criminal. On a scale that we can't even wrap our minds around.
Right. If you're a person who has a soul and can believe in that this could be a spiritual thing, it could only be the most evil things of all. And it also brings great profit, because all of those houses that are burned out, the people had to move out. There's conditions coming in with... See, with the recent hurricanes, there is so much regulation now. It's all corporations that have all this new businesses up and down the Gulf Coast, not the mom and pop. It used to be that you could know a family and know the people and watch them grow up with your kids and their kids with the bed and breakfast. No longer. So, in other words, it's nothing new that the wealthy and the elite have been destroying, building up cities and destroying them for centuries, but they had to send in soldiers and start wars. But now they can just do it with the weather. And I'm telling you, as far as being in construction, in Baton Rouge now, they're so flooded out over there that you could never dream of getting an electrician or a carpenter or a roofer right now. It's just, and things are going to change like they've never seen before. And in Katrina, see, I was actually ended up in Dallas, Texas in a FEMA hotel, and they gave me everything I needed if I would stay away from New Orleans. I had an apartment furnished with furniture, food, you know, food stamps, electricity bill was paid, everything was paid. But I gave that all back up when I moved back to New Orleans, you see. But a lot of people didn't. So you see how they're moving people out, and the people that move in are going to have a lot bigger mortgages. And not only that, just the vast amounts of construction materials, the mortgages, people are going to have to see. If you get a small business loan, doesn't mean it's not a loan. It very much is a loan. And so everyone's in debt forever if they don't have their give up their property. See, they'll come in and give you a little bit for it. And it's just demonic. It's the only word that I can think of at the moment. It is very much a spiritual thing.
You know, it's very funny because I criticize in my own mind Alex Jones because he gets so ramped up. And I would much rather hear him, and I think he's much more effective if he stays calm and just puts the information out. And here I find myself getting so ramped up.
Yeah.
I'm getting ramped up. All right. Because the significance of being able to control the weather, and now I want to try to go to that weathermodification.com and try to get some of these people and see if they'll come on the air and speak. Because
I have a great guest. Her name is Raphael O'Neill. She is the number one activist in New Orleans as far as weather modification. She'd be a great guest, and I would be so honored if you might consider having her on.
Oh, I love it.
She is the authority.
Really? Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, and this shows you how uninformed I am. It wasn't but a week or two ago that I knew about these floods again, and they're worse than Katrina, right? The ones?
Absolutely, and flooded in a place that has never – you weren't even required to have insurance because it was impossible for it to flood there. And now you want to talk about insurance. In other words, you're required to have flood insurance now. You don't have a choice about it, so you're in. So can you imagine just that alone as far as being an incentive to flood out? You see, these are places that the people have paid for them. Their houses have been paid for. They're all done. So what I'm saying is, you know, the old adage that you can work hard, you know, pay your mortgage down, and then once, you know, you retire, you don't have a mortgage and all that. I have news for you. They don't let you sit back like that.
Well, I'm just going to have to try to wrap my mind around this. It's going to take a little time for me, I think, to really put my mind around all this.
Worse than that. That's only one thing in Louisiana. So there's something else that's been going on. If you remember, there was a shooting by it was the Alton Sterling shooting in Baton Rouge. All right. Now, knowing about fake news stories, this is the unusual part about it. Come to find out, when they were announcing on the news that Alton Sterling had been shot by a police officer for no reason, they mentioned that he was a sex offender. So a bell went off in my head, and I automatically knew that the Baton Rouge Police Department was required to post all sex offenders. You have to have a web page that people know where you are, where you're living, where you've been, all that kind of thing. And come to find out, Alton Sterling's had been dead for 4 months. So what we had is a fake news story trying to get a law passed by our new governor. His name is John Bel Edwards. Okay? Now, the new law was called Blue Lives Matter. And he signed it into law May 28th, and it stated in the law that the threat to the police department, the problem is that Black Lives Matter people were going and threatening the police officers. Okay? Now, believe it or not, you want to talk about a dual citizen is George Soros. Okay?
Yeah.
So these buses are loaded with actually actors, and they go from town to town, and the police get up there with their full riot gear now. Now, why do they have full riot gear? Well, because they have Black Lives Matter people shaking their fist at them. But the whole thing is a charade, and these people actually tour from one place to the next. Now, the sad part is that they were trying to get everyone riled up to get this law through where they get all types of new military equipment. We're talking about, well, if you remember in Dallas, they actually used a RoboCop to go in and take the guy out. So they're able to get all this stuff with fake stories. You understand what I'm saying? But sometimes, and what happened in Louisiana, is it appears that they weren't getting enough traction with the fake news story. And they really did come in and kill three cops.
Did they?
They did kill three police officers. Now, they blamed it on a YouTuber from Missouri. I don't really have any information at all, and everything I'm saying is complete speculation, but there's been some really strange things going on in Louisiana, and one of them is locally there's a restaurant called Lakeview Harbor, and they had men running to the restaurant with these machine guns that, and this is locally about 3 or 4 blocks from here. They ran in and they told them all the patrons to get on the floor, and then they just ran out. You see, so there's actually, I believe that it's possible that it was more, I mean, I hate to even say it, but it could have been like mercenary type people that were told to go in and commit these things because, I mean, I hate to go there, but it just doesn't seem right. When you follow fake news stories like I do, it just doesn't seem right that, in other words, I verify myself that it really, that wasn't a fake story. So the bad news is that sometimes there's a fake story, sometimes it's mixed up. See, like 9/11, people did die on 9/11. However, there was a lot of fake things about 9/11, but there were people that died. See, sometimes, like the Boston Marathon, when no one dies, see?
Okay.
And,
okay. Let's stop it right there because there's so much we could talk about that it's almost overwhelming. Let's go with the Boston Marathon. One of the things that was so weird about the Boston Marathon bombing, I remember I was coming back from Arizona. It guys been a couple years ago, and I can remember seeing this guy that supposedly just had his leg blown off, and he's sitting in this wheelchair, and they're wheeling him along, and there's no blood coming out. He's not in any pain. I'm looking at this, and I'm like, this is just so stupid. How is it that the public is in a daze where they don't see that this stuff is fake? Please help.
I think that's the question of all time when it comes to that. I believe that everyone is so heavily propagandized, and we are, that when you tell someone that the guy who lost his leg at the Boston Marathon was really an actor and it was all a big drill, well, you know, for a second, you almost like short-circuit their wiring in their brain, and it goes, and they will look for a second, and they will, in fact, let me tell you what I show people, all right? Believe it or not, Jeffrey Bauman, the guy that you're talking about in the wheelchair, okay, that man has 9 fingers, and I'll have the pictures up for that. The first Jeffrey Bauman actually not only lost 2 of his legs in Afghanistan, he lost 1 of his fingers. So he has 9 fingers. Okay, so 10 days later, which is a medical impossibility, you have a second Jeffrey Bauman with 10 fingers. Okay, now when you show someone that, and anyone right this minute, if you go to Jeffrey Bauman, just type in Jeffrey Bauman, Boston Bruins hockey game, and you'll see him holding up 10 fingers, and then you look up Jeffrey Bauman, 9 fingers, on Google Images. That's all you have to do. It'll come up. And so when you show someone something like that, I mean, we're not talking about the free fall rate times X squared here. We're talking about, you know, 9 fingers 1 week, and then being at a hockey game, only I was actually, I think, 17 days later with 19 fingers. Well, the person will actually start for a second to realize that something's wrong. But the propaganda that we're under on a daily basis, if you don't show them something like that every day, then they'll just kind of go back into the trance. And
Okay. So let's back this up. The guy that we're talking about, the Bauman guy, his leg was allegedly blown off at the Boston Marathon bombing. They show him there. He's not bleeding. He's not in any pain. And on top of that, 2 weeks later, they show him out, and he's going to, like, a baseball game or something?
A hockey game.
Okay. So, I mean, doesn't it take, like, isn't there a couple dozen operations you have to go through when you get your leg blown
off? It's more like hundreds of operations to recover from something like that. Oh, see, it's one thing when you know that you're going to have your legs amputated. Let's say if you have diabetes, God forbid. You know, but, you know, you're there. It's under controlled circumstance. It's another thing when everything's fine and suddenly your legs are blown across the street. So, yes, the medical impossibility. You see, the Boston Marathon is just a complete joke. It's the most laughable, embarrassing hoax ever perpetrated on the American people. That one is just a laugh. Well, there is stiff competition from the Orlando shooting hoax. Now, that one is equally as bad. But staying on the Boston Marathon, believe it or not, if your listeners will go to Google right now, you'll type in Jeffrey Bauman, Boston Red Sox, okay? Then you'll realize that the third Jeffrey Bauman doesn't have any legs at all. He's amputated up to his butt, all right?
Really?
So we've had actually three Jeffrey Baumans. The first one that you're talking about with nine fingers, then 17 days later, he's holding up 10 fingers with long thighs. In other words, he almost has kneecaps. So he's got these long, long thighs. And then you type, that's when you type in Jeffrey Bauman, Boston Bruins hockey game. Okay, then you type in Jeffrey Bauman, Red Sox, Boston Red Sox. All right? Then you'll find that he doesn't have any legs whatsoever. So that's actually the third Jeffrey Bauman. Now, the one that I like to use with mothers, it's called the Boston Strong Baby. All right? Now, we have this baby, has to be 4 or 5 years old, in a wheelchair with his leg completely smashed. I'm talking about it looks like, you know, when you put a nickel on a train track and let the train run over it, his leg is like that. And he's sitting there just as cool as could be, not crying at all. And then there's someone right behind this kid texting, all right? So you've got this little baby here that's had his leg completely smashed, and you're texting in the background. So, yeah, the Boston Marathon gets really, 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 really wild.
So. You know, I shouldn't laugh at this, but I do. Because the absurdity of it is just off the charts. What was the name of the guy at the Sandy Hook shootings that they got the camera on him too soon and he was joking around
laughing? Robbie Parker.
Yeah, tell us about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's on the very beginning of every Jim Fetzer show, all right? So if you listen closely, you hear Robbie Parker say, "Hey, are we ready to get started?" All right? And that is the dead giveaway. Are we ready to get started, fellas? And then he's laughing. He's yucking it up. And he walks straight to the camera. And I have to give it to him. He was better than most actors about, you know, you had to take him a second. You know, he kind of worked his eyes a little bit to get a little tears going. And then he starts, "My name is Robbie Parker." So we go from a jubilant guy who looks more like he's at a comedy, stand-up comedy thing. And then the next thing you know, he's crying, saying he lost his kid at Sandy Hook. So, I mean, it gets really bad now. Now, we have, when we're talking about these crisis actors, there's, believe it or not, this is going to be hard to believe, but some of your audience may know about this, but there's one particular crisis actress who was actually Adam Lanza's mother's best friend for Sandy Hook. She was the second person interviewed at the Boston Marathon. You can see her smoke billowing in the background, and she's the first one. She's also at San Bernardino. And then to really blow your mind, she's a talking head on CNN.
What?
Okay. I'm telling you, so I promise all your listeners I will have pictures when I do this show.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you saying this woman works for CNN as well?
She's a talking head on CNN. She was at the Boston Marathon. She was, let me see, so many more things. I'm just kind of talking off the top of my head, but let me just look her up real quick.
Okay.
And
you know, the other guy that I'm real interested in, too, is the guy at the Sandy Hook shooting that was supposedly driving the school bus. He was a really B actor. I mean, he couldn't even work up a good cry, but he tried. I'm sorry.
I'm talking about he did the bus?
Yeah, but you know, he had a white beard and kind of white hair, and I think he was driving a school bus, and I can't remember his name. I thought you might remember.
Does
that ring a bell?
No.
Okay.
One second here.
Sure.
All right. Now, if you want to go, there she is. She's also at the Boston Marathon. She was the one that identified the Chechen boys that were running across the street. Remember when they had the shootout and they were hiding in a boat? She was a witness to that as well. So we have her being Adam Lanza's mother's best friend at Sandy Hook. She's the second witness at the Boston Marathon. She's actually identifying the Chechen boys who ended up being the Patsies. And she was also at San Bernardino. She also witnessed a person jumping over pews in a church, stabbing people. So these fake news stories are just completely out of control. And believe it or not, if you look really good, you can see that if you remember the John Holmes, the shooting at the Aurora, that was a complete fake story as well. So if you look at his attorney, remember when he had the orange hair like the Joker? Well, his attorney. Yeah, you have to remember the Aurora shooting where this guy went into the theater and shot everyone. All right. Well, believe it or not, his attorney, she's his attorney, but she actually is also someone who lost children at Sandy Hook. So she's been an actress in two of them.
So you're talking about an actress who's been in multiple of these crises. She's a crisis actor.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Crisis actress. Yeah.
So she lost children
at Sandy Hook, the same person I'm talking about, and she's also the attorney for the Joker at the Aurora shooting. If you can remember, they had his hair all colored orange and stuff like that. He was supposed to be the Joker. It was the Batman. Remember the opening for the Batman movie?
Oh, yeah.
And they had the shooting during the that's the one I'm talking about right there.
The guy that I was talking about at Sandy Hook was named Gene Rosen. Does that ring a bell to you?
Oh, yeah. He wasn't the bus driver. He was just – well, he may have been the bus driver. But he had a house not far from the school, and – He said that he let a bunch of kids just kind of hang out in there while things went down or something like that. But, yeah, he was – I mean, we're talking very poor actors here. I mean, if
– Yeah.
I mean, we could go on about – go ahead.
Haven't they built a new school on top of the old Sandy Hook school area?
Well, it's been completely – demolished, and everyone had to sign waivers that they could never ever speak about anything that they saw at Sandy Hook when they were tearing it down. So just like 9/11, they have cleared the crime scene and there's nothing left to see. Now Dr. Fetzer has completely blown that apart. He, if you go to moonrockbooks.com, that's his channel where he sells books that he's written. He's written on Sandy Hook, Boston Marathon, even deeper subjects than that. So Dr. Fetch is all over this stuff. And and it's just amazing that this crisis actors stuff has been coming in basically since Sandy Hook. Now, there was legislation, I can't remember the names and all that, where it became legal for the government to exercise propaganda on the American people, just
right,
as they do in any country. All right, so that's where it's coming from right there. So, and they're not very good at it. I mean, it just takes a little bit of looking, and you just see the whole thing is fake. And then we have them singing at the National Football, you know, at the Super Bowl. So, man, I hate to say it, man. I love football. I love my Saints and all that. But, man, the NFL is just a conduit for such hardcore propaganda. It makes me want to throw up.
Hasn't there been some agreement with the NFL and the government, even over, I forget what topic it was off the top of my head, but there's been several things that the NFL has done to promote certain agendas, right?
Oh, absolutely. Look, this last Sunday, if you were listening to any sports, you were inundated with a hardcore military propaganda campaign mixed in with race baiting, race relations. And what it was all about is that the quarterback to the San Francisco 49ers was not going to stand up again until race relations get better in the United States. Okay? So every single person who was a sportscaster talked about that the entire day. And then we have all the veterans calling in saying, well, we had to go to war, you know, so idiots like that can say things. So we didn't have any sports. This is recent, just a couple of days ago. But
well,
what did we have?
Let me ask you something,
yes, sir.
Gary. Are race relations really bad? Because I don't see it. I mean, I don't see any problems at all between blacks and whites or any other race, and not at work, not working out, not in public. I mean, I don't see any problems. I mean, the only time I see problems.
That's the whole problem. You see, every single day we wake up to a very determined effort to make us believe that the world that we live in is a living hellhole. And there are murders happening all the time, that police are shooting unarmed citizens. Citizens are shooting the police. And there's really good news about this on a spiritual level. I can feel it in my heart. The great news is it's not true. There's love everywhere. We think of our children. We think of our mother. We do the right thing. But we are completely programmed every day to think that there are terrorists waiting to blow us up. They would slit our throats if they had any chance. And it's just not true. But the bad news is, who are the people making our world appear to be hell on earth? Because, see, I'm from New Orleans. There is at least half black population here. We have Mardi Gras. We have Jazz Fest. We have a festival every day. And I'm telling you that there is no stopping partying in New Orleans. And the black people are, you know, laughing it up, right along with the white people, right along with everyone else, and everyone loves each other. And in my entire life, I have never seen anyone call someone a name because they were black. I've never seen a black person ever do that. You know, if you aren't sleeping with their wife, then you're not going to be hearing all this kind of stuff. All right, everyone loves each other. Just go to Mardi Gras this February and see for yourself. So that's the good news that I really want everyone to know. And all of these, you know, 26 children did not die in Sandy Hook. And think about this for a minute. Don't you think there were unbelievable amounts of prayer going out to those children when they heard the news of Sandy Hook? Well, guess what? Their prayers were answered. Can you understand that? Their prayers were answered. But then they get mad at you because their prayers were answered. So it's a tough row here. I mean, it's a tough row to hoe if you're trying to bring truth to people. But that's what I want to say, that, you know, they didn't really blow up people at the Boston Marathon. There's lots of good things. They didn't really slice those people's heads off in the orange outfits, you know. But so that's really what I want to be on the mountaintops and saying, that, you know, love is in the air and it's everywhere until you turn on the television.
Yeah, so maybe.
And then
maybe
it's
the
nothing
answer.
But slicing and dicing.
You know, I just don't watch much TV. Maybe that's what it is. So, I mean, everyone's talking about the huge race problems. I just don't see it. Maybe. Crazy.
Well, the only topic in New Orleans was, should we take the Confederate monuments down? Should we do it? And so we're supposed to be the blacks, you know, think it should come down, and the whites don't think it should, blah, blah, blah. And guess what? The shooting in North or South Carolina that brought all this about was a fake story as well. They didn't have a little 18-year-old dude named Dylan go in there and just take out an entire church. And that's the good news. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like you could have a piece of paper and draw a line down it. And if what are you hearing? Would that be something that Satan would like or would God love? Well, when the television turns on, people being slaughtered and blown up in airplanes and, you know, killing each other and robbery and all that. Well, that seems like more of Satan's side of the paper to me. Okay? But then if I look at and turn the TV off, I see my daughter pulling up with my grandkid. And
right.
She's happy. She's sucking on her little pacifier and everything's beautiful. And that's just what we have to know, that it's really not a hellhole. And all our money is going to people that want to make it appear that there's a hellhole. You see? See, the Blue Lives Matter laws are already passed. The departments, the federal, state, local, they're all getting new militarized equipment. And the saddest part of all is because of these fake news stories, and sometimes they do hurt people, that... Shoot, I lost my train of thought there for a second. I hate it when that happens.
You know where I was. What I was just thinking when you were saying that is, I have started to read. I shouldn't say read. I'm just listening to the PDF of the old book 1984 by George Orwell. And I tell you what, it's dark, man. I can only listen to maybe 5 or 10 pages at a time, and I just got to stop. But it does seem like this false reality is being created. I mean, wouldn't you agree with that?
They've been good at it for a very long time. I mean, Americans only go to war to bring freedom and democracy, and we're going to bring freedom to these people, and we always win, you know? I mean, I hate to say it, but the propaganda is pretty doggone good. You know, we never lose. We're God's chosen country, and we're having to do this, you know, just for their own good. You know, so the propaganda is not bad.
Let me shift gears a little bit. I want to talk a little bit about Hillary. I know we're running out of time, and I want you to have more opportunity to talk about your websites, and I definitely want to go to your YouTube channel.
It's just a YouTube channel. That's all it is. That's all I have
okay.
is a YouTube channel. And you can go there, and that's where my stuff's at. Gary King YouTube channel. And that's where Dr.
Okay.
Fetcher's stuff is at the moment.
Okay. Well, that's all good. I definitely want to go there, and I want to pull up some of these YouTubes, and I'll be looking for this show as well. Now, let's talk a little bit about Hillary. I mean, here's another thing where we seem to be getting this weird double message. For example, now she said that when she was in Bosnia in the late 90s or in the 90s, she came under sniper fire. But later, when the video came out, you can see the video of her actual entrance into Bosnia. There was no shooting. She was smiling, everyone coming in. So do you think that Hillary has lost touch with reality a little bit? I mean, what's going on in that case?
Well, I would hate to say it, but there was no candidate that will serve the dual citizens like she will. Now, what I have to say about her, as opposed to Donald Trump, mm-hmm. is that Libya was the shining jewel of Northern Africa. If you lived in Libya, you did not know what an electricity bill was because it was paid for. You didn't know what a hospital bill was. All of your education was paid for, all because Omar Gaddafi took the slightest bit of the oil revenues and shared it with the people, less than 1%, and everyone was wealthy. He was making aquifers. He was making farmland. Everything was going fantastic. Imagine when you get married, you get $50,000 and you get $10,000 for every kid if you promise to educate them with the money. You see, so things could not have been any better than and no debt there. Now, the problem was that he decided to get off of the petrodollar and have his own currency backed by gold. All right, so Hillary Clinton has demonstrated that she will slaughter an entire nation for the bankers, because the first thing that was established after Libya fell was a central bank able to print fiat money based in London. All right, so she is all in as far as wars. And if you notice, all our wars are against Israeli enemies. That's our only enemies is Israeli enemies, because we fight for Israel. And it's as simple as that. Now, as far as Donald Trump, he may slaughter 10 times worse than her, and he may be just as demonic and just as evil as Hillary Clinton, but he has not demonstrated that yet. And that's the difference. Now, I hope that he's what we've always needed. Now, going through the Ron Paul thing like I did, I have to wonder if it's just not all staged. But I do know one thing, and it's a fact and can't be argued against, is that Hillary Clinton has murdered hundreds of thousands of people, and Donald Trump has not. Hmm. So I have to go that way. Now, he may be worse, just like we all thought. Remember when they were talking about Barack Obama was going to be the second coming? You remember that? They were talking he was the second coming. And no one has been more successful at pillaging our country and doing the work of bankers than Barack Obama. He has signed – I mean, when he signed something, it looks like a bar mitzvah when he signed something. And just recently he signed law that Israel cannot have less – military capability than the United States. It's a law that we have to make sure that their military is at least as capable as ours. So there you go. So, and
amazing.
This is just recent stuff. And the executive orders are just unbelievable with this president. So, you know, so I'm just saying that Trump could do like Obama and really pillage the place, but then again, he hasn't shown it yet. So that's my position there.
Well, Gary, it's been a pleasure chatting with you this very brief hour, and I hope we can get together and compare notes again soon. Did you want to talk about your YouTube channel, or did you want to talk about your and Jim's show, or anything that you want to pitch here in the last 5 minutes or so?
All right. Well, as far as where all my stuff is at, it's called Gary King YouTube channel, and you'll see Dr. Fetzer's show. He just put a 10-speaker conference up. There's just so much information there. It's where you can actually go to Beyond the Veil with Raphael O'Neill. She's the chemtrail girl, and that's the one I would love for you to talk to her. And she's just a beautiful person from one end to the other. And that's really everything right there. So if you like JFK, we do a weekly JFK show. Dr. Fetzer does 6 shows a week. I do other people there, But mostly it's the work that we do. And when I'm on the radio like I am now, I always make a video of it. And we're going to work real hard so that everything that we were talking about tonight. And, you know, when I stumbled and I lost my my train of thought, hey, I'm editing that out. I'm going to tell y'all straight up.
That's all right. No problem. Thanks, Gary. Right. It's a pleasure, man. We'll talk to you soon, I hope.
Thank you for having me on. It was really an honor.
Bye-bye.